Okay, we're going to skip all the way through to paragraph 29 now. I'm going to leave the bulk of the story of the Golden Ram for you to analyze in terms of language and suggestion embedded inside that. Remembering, of course, that in this particular part of the sequence, I'm more concerned about structure than actual language content. Paragraph 29 becomes interesting because it's the first set of suggestions in terms of transformational process that we're presenting. You'll notice that all the three paragraphs, 29, 30, and 31, are pretty much an exercise in frame control. These are all things of saying, look at the mind in this way, look at things in this particular way. Each of those frames sets up one of the conditions you need in order to become a great storyteller. In other words, to believe in the brilliance of the unconscious mind, of all the memories and thoughts and sensations and experiences you have stored inside, that accessing those experiences will make you a better storyteller or more spontaneous in any event. That being more childlike, unaffected, keeping things simple and easy will actually make you a better storyteller. These are all frames of reference. These are all pre-frames which you're putting out there, and to the extent that people buy into them without questioning, then they'll make their life as a storyteller much easier. They'll make the transition from a normal person into a great storyteller with much greater ease. And that, after all, is one of the purposes of the hypnotic storyteller induction. Notice that we're pretty direct about this whole thing. We've spent a good 20 minutes now setting up trance work, setting up unconscious and responsiveness. We're pretty much in the meat and potatoes of the hypnotic process. In terms of the nested loop, remember we've finished, this is now the bottom part of the curve of the first set of loops. So this is where the trance processes happen. This is the first set of transformations that you're creating, and how you're creating them? Purely by setting frames. So the power of direct suggestions is as often about the frames that are being set by them as by the suggestions of feel better, do things differently. So remember, suggestions, when they're direct, can be in two directions. One is relax, feel comfortable, etc. And number two is look at the world in this way, and then as a result, the consequences from that will make your life easier and better. You don't have to say what those consequences are, because there'll be a natural follow-through from the frames that you're setting.